cycle round the town. You're going up, you're going down, you're going nowhere. It's not as if they're paying you. It's not as if it's fun. At least not anymore. When your legs are black and blue, it's time to take a break. When your legs are black and blue, time to take a holiday.
Hello.
Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Ivan. It is a beautiful, sort of subverts expectations how warm it is this time of year.
Yeah, I walked here in short sleeves.
Yeah, no. Global warming,
well, stumbled
am I right?
Here. Stumbled here at 5:30.
Bright and
you know,
early.
Will, let's not get into global warming.
Okay, I'm sorry.
On our show, Effective Meltdown.
I know.
We already have enough emotion as it is.
Don't want to get political, I guess. We are here to remind you that you are listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And Ivan, what are we going to be listening to and focusing on today?
So, as promised, we have a new emotion.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called Stublimity. It, in part, is an emotion that I'm working with through my thesis for the next two semesters. But... Yes, so stublimity is it was a term coined by Sien and I, and basically it's a cross between stupor and sublimity. Really interesting though. So in Immanuel Kant's conception of the sublime, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the subject, and then you have the colossal, massive, huge object. Let's say the mountain,
mm-hmm.
and that mountain induces both fear and awe,
okay,
inside the subject, right? Because
yeah,
it's awe in that just it's so grand, but it's mm-hmm. fear in that you have trouble understanding it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And actually, Kant's conception of the sublime is really whenever the subject triumphs out
uh-huh.
of that fear,
yeah,
and through the use of human reason, right? And so, and then reaches that state of just being able to compartmentalize it and then just create awe.
Yeah.
That's not stublime.
Oh, no.
So stublime is looking more to preserve that tension.
Mm-hmm.
But even more than preserve that tension, it places the feeling of sublime in this postmodern context. So
yeah,
rather than coming across a mountain,
yeah,
right, most of the time now we're coming across these massively huge, muddy, complicated, hard to understand artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
First ones that come to mind are like TikTok, you know, social media landscape. Yeah, right. Where it is impossible for you to ever understand fully internet culture, or even it is so hard for me to understand even like one person's page.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so much content, and it's just so fragmented and so huge.
Yeah. Endless.
It's endless. And so what that does is that puts you rather into a state of stupor where you realize like how insane this is, how just grand this is. That's the sublime part. But because it's so muddy and because it's so hard to understand, but not, it's like you can't understand it. It's not even it's not even realistically possible for you to understand it. Like through Kant's conception of, you know, you can use your human faculty of reason, you can't really do that. And so you get induced into this like
You can't break out of it. All you can do is scroll.
Right. All you can do is scroll. And so there's a lot of political potential in here, and that if people could realize the ambivalence of this emotion, you know, it really could prevent you from consuming, because you get placed into this, you know, stuporific state. I think that like recognizing our moments of stupilimity could stop us from consuming, you know, all the time. And it could generate at least some sort of feeling of openness and freeness
for sure.
But so yeah, so I think that really we found a lot of these songs, most of these songs in some sort of way are maximalist. They're muddy. They might be
get you in a little state of a duh.
Yeah, exactly, in a state of a duh. But they're also beautiful.
Yes.
There is something sublime about them.
Mm-hmm.
Despite them being kind of like massive and maximalist and likely hard to fully like get.
Because
you're not supposed to get it.
For sure.
But yeah. So we have, first up, Stay With Me, Spiritualized. I mean, this is a Stupline band.
Of course. This album in particular is a Stupline album. I really like how the song sort of builds on itself as it goes. I feel like you have three main sections where you just hit a wall of sound, and each wall of sound is progressively just a little bit louder.
Yeah.
And by the last one, right around like 3 minutes into the song, you really get in a state of like, whoa, there's this wall of sound hitting me and I don't know what to do.
Yeah. No, I mean, sometimes it's like I can feel a little numb after the song, even though like the lyrics are so beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just so massive. But cool.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Stay With Me by Spiritualized.
And we have more coming up. So
there we go.
Stick around.
We are back.
Having a little bit of a technical difficulty here.
Having a little bit.
See, the thing is, if I talk to Will more,
mm-hmm.
then he's going to get distracted.
That's how it goes. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's because I didn't have it on.
I know what happened.
You good?
Yeah. Sorry about this all. Still a little bit new, I guess. We will get you back with Stay With Me, Spiritualized. Thank you.
Stay with me.
Just don't know. of me. It's my wife, and it's my life, because a maniac to my vein leads to a sinner in my head, and then I'm better off than dead.
Back after a little 7-minute song.
Yeah, man, and a 3-song run of Stublimity.
That's right. Maybe it could be a little grating on the ears at times. That's why we're here to break it up with our smooth voices.
That's right, especially my tinny one. but what's funny is that Velvet Underground song was probably the least Stublime.
Yeah.
It had the most direct message. Mm-hmm. But do you want to talk about Stay With Me a little bit?
Yeah, Stay With Me.
Yeah, what did we hear, Will? How do you feel, Will?
We heard heartbreak.
Oh, we did.
Incarnate in a song. For all those listening who don't know, the album in which Stay With Me comes from is...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
It is that, and it is also...
Which also gets to the Stublime, you're just kind of suspended.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. It does. It was conceived in a very... troublesome time. I'm blanking on his name, in the figurehead of Spiritualized,
mm-hmm.
World, where he was deathly in love with, I believe it was his wife, and his wife was seeing another man.
In the band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he was heartbroken, and he claims it's not, the album's not about her, but I think it clearly much is.
Yeah, totally. Stay With Me. Are you kidding?
The entire album, focuses around, this heartbreak that he's experiencing. Stay with me. I'm so in love.
Yeah, but he's having trouble comprehending it.
He totally is. The situation itself is very muddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And specifically in Stay With Me, we see, I think, 3 main sections where each successive section just builds on the last one, building in more tones, more drone, more fuzziness, more distortion. And by the time we hit the last one, we're really just in a state of, I guess, just duh, as you put it. You're getting hit with so much sound.
Yeah.
It's sort of hard to know what to do. It's you don't know if you should head bob or just sit there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like that really encapsulates the Stublime.
For sure. Yeah, and so then we played Radio mm-hmm. by the Avalanches. That album that is from Since I Left You.
Yep.
So it is made entirely of samples.
Yes.
Right, which is as postmodern mm-hmm. in music as it possibly can get. You know, you're just recycling you know, old voices, old sounds. Mm-hmm. But you are making something new, and I think the Avalanches probably has near almost 1,000 samples.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Which is, you know, I mean, that's insane. Like, that really gets to the social media fragmented, just like, what mm-hmm. is going on? What's funny is that song starts to repeat that line, sending those signals. Sometimes you don't understand. Is it as good?
Uh-huh.
Understand. You know, it's telling you to understand something that you literally don't understand. Like, it's just saying these signals, but you don't understand them. And then the whole time, you know, you're just hearing that mm-hmm. that little rah thing going over and over. And it's just, I mean, that whole album is so danceable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't really know what's going on. Like, you don't know when that next sample is going to hit where it's just like, what was that?
Mm-hmm. Imagine listening to that out. So, yeah, I mean, plunderphonics, which I think is the technical term for completely sample-derived music, you know, is very much not an old thing. I think the first album was called Introducing by DJ Shadow, and that was, you know, mid-90s or so. Mm-hmm. And Since I Left You was... early 2000?
Yeah, it was 2000, yeah.
So not very much not an antique, I guess, genre, and also very much not one that was in the mainstream as much as this album.
Or, yeah.
This album is not super mainstream, but it's also, you know, has more notoriety than many of the other previous releases.
For sure. But, I mean, they're still coming out in that 90s context when we are starting to see the rise, you know, the fear that, oh God, I don't think I have an, like, I mean, Kurt Cobain, like, you know, he's really going through that struggle of like, I think that everything that I could possibly say has already been pre-corporated, you know, by this capitalist culture. And I don't think anything I could say is not going to be commoditized in some way.
Yeah.
And everything I have said has already been like presupposed by everyone else mm-hmm. who could have already said it, you know, and he's just like struggling with that anxiety. And then, I think you have this movement, the sample movement, where they do that without anxiety. They recycle. I think it really gets to that. It's so great, it's so big, but it's just hard to really comprehend. It stupefies you. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, with the Avalanches, again, it stupefies you, but it's kind of in this way that, so then you kind of just let your head bob, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You don't try to overthink it, but
I think that's a very good dissection of it.
Yeah.
Then the last song we listened to, Velvet Underground, Nico.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think the stupefied part is kind of the suspended agency that that Lou Reed is kind of getting at, mm-hmm. being in a stupefied state.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you hear there's the wall of sound, you know.
Yeah,
and,
that
and
comes the, in towards the end.
Yeah, John Cale's way overblown. What is it? What is that called? Oh God!
Fiddle, maybe?
No! It's not a fiddle. Anyway, but you know, it's just overblown, and you just really, you just have trouble like actually. It's the viola, you just have trouble like comprehending what's really going on. Mm-hmm. And I think Lou Reed, in that way, is trying to get at the experience
mm-hmm.
that he's talking about,
yeah.
which, you know, we may have
trouble saying on air.
but it gets to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really gets to that, like, that stupefied state.
Yeah. We're gonna get at you with more music after we read you this PSA.
Oh, I can't wait.
Public service announcement about drinking and driving.
Oh.
I'm sorry. A little bummer, but don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about it. No, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Please don't do it.
Please don't do it. Yeah, we want you to come back and listen to our radio.
At 6 a.m.
And you're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So
that sure is true. We're going to get back at you with music. This one is a little more modern, 2019, Midair Thief with These Chains. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
We are just about to get out of here. Our hour is about done. But yeah. We are here to remind you that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Any thoughts for the people, Ivan?
Oh, I don't have a lot of thoughts this morning. I mean, especially with that music, I'm kind of in a state of
stupor.
But I'm also feeling sublime.
There we go.
I'm feeling good.
It's all about the mixture of the two.
It is. So we had some good songs there. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have time to run through them all. But
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed everything.
Yeah. We don't know our emotion for next week. But I mean, it's going to be emotive.
It's going to be emotive, and we're going to be feeling things.
We're going to be feeling things. that's all that's important.
That's right.
So
We hope you have a great Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's just about to turn 7 a.m.
Yes, and it's getting light.
It's getting lighter out.
Yeah. All right.
We will see you next week. Effective Meltdown.
We will see you next week. Effective Meltdown.
out. Peace.